Item on the agenda was to talk about Herbert Hoover Highway and West Main Street traffic study. Matt, do you want to kind of give a little overview of that to start out with? This is James Schechinger, our city engineer.
Brad's here from the deal as well.
Okay.
So a few months ago, we had requested that Johnson County entertain a motion to enter into an agreement with the city of West Branch to jointly investigate Herbert Hoover Highway. After a board meeting, the MPO board meeting, they did that. MPO has looked at a number of things out there, including the new high school area that's out there. They're looking to add the middle school, do some parking lot improvements, various things like that. They're also looking at changing their entrance on Herbert Hoover Highway. Across the street, we have the Meadow subdivision. There are quite a few lots that are looking to develop across the street. And we wanted to make sure that when we brought that in, it didn't create any sort of traffic conflict. We've also got some issues. They're going to enter onto Johnson Cedar Road. And as that road starts to get more traffic on it, we wanted to make sure that we didn't create problems at that intersection as well, knowing that there was a sight distance issue there. So we wanted to look at a number of things there. We also wanted to look at pedestrian access to and from the school crossing that street, Herbert Hoover Highway. And also some of the existing streets that are on there, we were looking at possibly putting some pedestrian crossings. So the study was conducted to look at recommended speed, geometry, cross-section for proposed roadways and improvements in the future, and also if we needed to do anything at that intersection. I think you've all had an opportunity to look through that and see the recommendations. The proposed recommendation at Johnson Cedar Road and West Main Street or Herbert Hoover Highway that we were most in favor of was to try to straighten that S-curve a little bit and lower the vertical curve through there because there is that sight distance issue. Now, what that would do is allow that southern access to the school for events, and we would generally close that off with the exception of event traffic. If they have baseball games and things like that, we wanted to have a way to get traffic in and out there quickly without routing everybody through the proposed parking lot. So we thought that was a good recommendation. An alternate recommendation for that was to possibly move the intersection to the east or to the west. We looked at both options there. And Brad, if you want to jump in at any point. I don't want to step on their toes and speak for them, but they looked at that as a possible option as well. And I think the issue there is that that southern entrance to the school really doesn't get addressed, and then there's also the issue that if we have a queue of cars coming from the west going east and somebody wants to turn left on the Cedar Johnson Road or Johnson Cedar Road, and we have that queue there as you come over the hill is still there, there's still that potential for a rear-end collision. So while it's an option, I think during heavy traffic, and especially as things develop in the future, it might be better if we could get that geometry straightened out so that vertically we have the sight distance we need. And we also don't have that S-curve in there because that has been problematic in the winter time. I know that the crash history there has generally happened in the winter under slick conditions and people coming through there. As the speed study shows, people are generally going 50 to 55 miles an hour as they come through that area, and then they generally slowly transition down to the recommended speed for a short distance, and then as we get into the 25 mile an hour speed zone down there, they're still going quite faster than they should be. So we'd like to work on some signage for pedestrian crossings, probably some increased enforcement as we get that signage up and get those designated pedestrian crossings put in place, and work with the county on a solution for that intersection. Any questions from anybody on that?
Thanks. Does that impact the Lloyd property in the corner there?
The property on...
Where that gravel, because we've dealt a little bit with looking to try to vacate
the next
that.
One down south, too.
Yeah, you know, as that road kind of vacates and then that kind of leads on over to the softball field, the baseball field.
Right.
I know we've talked about dealing with that. I know they put a big fence up around the house and such, but does that get impact? I know that's on the Johnson County side.
I think what we look to do is probably take that up through here rather than straightening it out down here.
Okay.
Preserve as much of the school property as we can.
Okay.
And in looking at it, that area up there, as we expand to the west for development, I think that hill probably needs to come down on that side if we're going to do anything with the road as well. So if we just shift that, take that dirt and use it for project up here where we have to take some hills out. That's what we had in mind. We haven't developed very far, but just looking at it at first glance, that seems like the option.
I think that would make some sense.
That would help that snow problem we have too.
Exactly.
Their elevation is a little higher than the actual roadway anyway, so maybe if we moved it north, took it down from there, we could actually add dirt to that side, maybe make it come back up. Anything else for Dave, guys? Any questions at all for city guys or Matt? Do you have anything you want? Okay.
Can we talk about speed a little bit?
About what?
Because there was a speed study done here.
Yeah.
So, Brad, did you guys do the speed study?
Yes, we did.
So, could you just hit the highlights of this?
Well, the speeds, we were asked to do the speed study between Lower West Branch all the way to Scott Drive, I believe, here in West Branch. And what we found was the speeds were pretty consistent with posted speed, except when you got into town. We recommended a couple things, or something to consider anyways, increasing the speed limit to 35 all the way to Scott, just because it's closer to what the actual speeds are. Or enforcement is your other option. I mean, the speeds on the east side towards Scott are pretty high. They're about 10 miles an hour over what's posted. And I think it's just because when they get to that side of town, it opens up and they just go. It's pretty typical. So either you could increase the speed a little bit there or enforcement. We did recommend a radar feedback sign. I know the city of North Liberty uses those and they can move them around town, solar powered. It just provides a little more a wake up call when they're going through there if it starts flashing at them, kind of thing. So that's all we found, but the other speeds are really consistent.
Those radar feedback signs, mm-hmm. they're smaller now, they look like a street sign, but I think North Liberty put it in, but so did the city of Swisher.
They did.
I can't remember what they cost. John, we were talking about it one day. Do you remember?
Well, I think more expensive ones are around $3,000, I think is what they said they were.
So, yeah. And North Liberty's had a lot of success with them. And the best part is you can move them around. Use them in whatever part of town you want since they're solar powered. So.
One thing we could do is we have actually a mobile speed radar sign that we could actually move it out there. We have had it out there a couple times. It helped. Mike could probably address that, but we have used it out there several times.
Yeah. Yeah. They tend to help for a while.
Yeah.
Until people get used to them.
Oh, yeah.
Your enforcement has to be part of that as well.
And did the intersection study factor in, I haven't looked at West Branch growth area around the Johnson County portion. It is unique to have Bickford Drive and that. And I was talking to your other city councilor here and about what would happen with the golf course eventually, and the impact that's going to have on that little arterial road as the two counties. I mean, at some point it'll get sold, right? And then that could be developed into something else. So.
Yeah, we did in our analysis for the intersection. It was based on the subdivision, the proposed subdivision, and that was on full development. And what we found was for a lot of our turn lane analysis, things like that, it didn't quite meet those criteria, but it was just short, so we did recommend, but we didn't consider other development that way as well, and so, and part of our recommendation was that though it didn't meet the warrant for left turn lanes, we still recommended to go ahead because we were so close, and eventually you're going to get there, so if you're going to do any improvements, that's the time to do it.
Go ahead.
And there's
a
safety aspect of it as well.
Are those recommendations included in this study?
Yes.
If the population did grow?
Well, we recommend...
Or you went ahead and recommended
for you to consider that. We couldn't... They didn't meet the warrant, so we weren't comfortable in saying, yes, you should.
I get it.
But we said it was close enough, and you will develop further down the road, and if there's that much work being done, you should go ahead and do it.
And Brad, I just want to make sure I understand this. It's under the turn lane analysis. You say, I think this is current and not projected, incoming student traffic is split 60% coming from the east and 40% coming from the west.
That was a guess.
Okay.
To be honest, that was just something we had discussed, and I think we had the first time we had more coming from the east than from the west, but then we learned there was a lot coming from the west. So, and that's just an estimate.
Okay.
At 60-40, and that could change, but we really, without doing more analysis, we really don't know.
Okay.
Where they're coming from.
Thank you.
There is a small movement out there, not a movement, but a suggestion. It's an idea that's being thrown around that they would like us, the city, to talk to the DOT about getting at least an exit and an entrance to I-80 on the overpass just west of town.
Okay.
That would utilize the first mile and a quarter of the local road, and then maybe lighten the traffic on that road. And that would impact maybe where your bike trail would go and things like that. I don't know that that's even possible, but it isn't such a bad idea if you think about it. At least, you know, going to Iowa City and coming from Iowa City.
Yeah. Tough to get.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is.
And very expensive. So I know we've had that situation with other communities, Tiffin, North Liberty. And it depends on location or how close you are to the other exit, and I'm not sure what the distance is there and whether or not the DOT would even consider that. But it's something, if they would consider it, it's something to get on their radar.
It would lighten the traffic that we're seeing right now from workers that are trying to get to the interstate from the west, on the west part of our town, coming past all the school traffic through the whole town trying to get to the interstate. So basically then we get the complaint about local road not being wide enough and all that. Well, maybe there's another alternative we can do that.
And that could have a big impact on this as well.
Yeah.
It's a lot of traffic.
Every time we improve on this end, it increases it that way.
Yes.
So it's just food for thought. Anything else? Thank you very much. Okay, we're down to item four, which is talk about Herbert Hoover Highway road improvements. And you're the chair, I don't know who you have to speak to that, but Terrence, what do you think?
You gotta give a politician a chance to talk, you know, and it's stumped. We do have someone here in the audience that would be able to at least start to that discussion a little bit with from our engineer's office. But this is on here primarily first to let you old folks be aware that the Board of Supervisors for the last several years has had some interest in looking at improving Herbert Hoover Highway all the way at least from the interstate to West Branch. Once we get into the interstate, then into Iowa City, it gets a little more close to those city limits there that we want to have that conversation with the city, because county dollars are primarily spent for rural residents when it comes to the rural road system. But it is a road that has had some safety issues in the past. I think that you folks all are aware, if you are part of the history of that road. That road really, when it saw some surface improvement by the folks at the federal level, when they did some improvements to the interstate, they really didn't do much when it comes to correcting the kind of deficiencies that road really needed at the time, and they just put a nice surface on there. Well, that surface is starting to age a bit, but it's a road project that would need more than just resurfacing. We're talking about some correctional improvements that would be pretty significant. But it is a project that the board has identified as pretty important. And so it's coming down the pike here fairly soon. That's at least to get the conversation started. I don't know if any other supervisor wants to chime in.
The other question I guess I would pose to you folks would be, if we at some point we decide to go ahead and do that, are you looking for a trail going to Iowa City along that particular section? And if so, would it be a part of the roadway or accommodation, or are you looking for a separated trail and what you're going to do on your end here out by the school? I think you mentioned that already. But.
Yeah, well, we just got the traffic study back, and they're proposing a 10-foot wide trail on each side of that extension on our West Main Street. And myself, in the experience, I'd rather see that unattached, that be 10-foot wide. I love that width, but I'd rather see it unattached to the highway. It seems like when you give 10 more feet of roadway to drive on, people drive on it, whether there's a bike on it or not. And to me, it'd just be, I think it'd be safer, it'd be easier for us to maintain, it'd be easier for everybody to maintain if it was separated off to the side. Now, the council could talk different to that, but in my experience in the last 20 years, that'd be where I'd rather have it, the detached. What do you think, Mary Beth?
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be great to have it unattached, but I mean, if we're looking to try to get something done sooner and more economically, maybe we just have to look at possibly looking at getting at least part of it attached, because I'm sure it's going to be quite a bit more if you try to do it unattached. And then you're looking at a time constraint where it could be, if you do that, it might be 10, 15, 30 years down the road. Whereas,
or you could look at it the other way, too. You could go in there and grade up a trail bed pretty easily, pretty quick. One thing about it, if you go to acquire that much right-of-way, we're going to have quite a bit of white right-of-way to have the turn lanes that we're talking about. You know, if one in front of the school, one at the actual interchange of Cedar Johnson Road, you're talking about quite a right-of-way acquisition. Anyway, go ahead and acquire the right-of-way ahead of time and go ahead and get our trail extended. That'd be one way to look at that. Because I know, you know, we've already got the widened sidewalks going through the Meadow subdivision. We're going to dump that out onto what? Nothing right now. So we need to make decisions.
Sure.
And that's already detached there. The trail goes to the school.
Sure.
So, well, we're going to have to look at how we're going to do that and where.
It's hard to have the conversation with four without having a conversation about five, but let's try it. A few months ago, Senator Joe Bolcom and Senator Bob Dvorsky, who's here, invited the county to a meeting out here to talk about a trail. And so Pat and I came out, along with conservation and our roads folks, and we talked about how a trail could go. There's a couple of philosophical issues there. One is you run a separated trail along the Herbert Hoover Highway. Two is you pick a different route, probably lower West Branch Road for us, and you're out away. And three came up is you run it on the right-of-way of Interstate 80, which was my least preferred option. But they are actually doing that in Central Iowa? Somewhere they're running it in the right-of-way of the road, but up on the bluffs. And I'm like, there's nothing relaxing about riding. I mean, even if the semis can't hit you, it's just the noise.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
But Johnson County, even before I was a supervisor, and I'm a cyclist, and I will cycle out here, but very early in the morning. So you lose me when you would like me to cycle out here because I just consider it too dangerous.
Right.
But I do come like at 6 a.m. when nobody's on the road. But we are not rebuilding roads like Herbert Hoover Highway that don't have wide paved shoulders.
Right.
That's become our philosophy of Johnson County. So if up north, out of North Liberty, is a road we're redeveloping this year, in a month it'll have wide paved shoulders on it, but we also wanted a trail on it. So 3 years from now, the trail will come in. We just couldn't get all the projects coordinated together. There are some roads we only put the wide paved shoulder on and we call it good, and because the trail's money is just harder to get to. This appears to me to be a destination that needs wide paved shoulders and needs a separated trail. And they're two different projects. And I think Bob sitting back there, Senator Dvorsky, and Senator Bolcom want this done, and that tying in Iowa City to West Branch and then doing the Herbert Hoover Trail, getting you to the Cedar Valley Nature Trail, it would create a triangle of And that is a destination trail. Mm-hmm. And if you've watched destination trails, they spur bed and breakfast, they spur restaurants, you know, they spur tourism, because if you have a trail that is in the more than 20-mile range, people will actually travel to ride it. Mm-hmm. And so you would be in the center. And I think they're not mutually exclusive. I don't think the Hoover Nature Trail excludes a trail going directly to Iowa City, because I think that triangle between Solon, Iowa City, and here becomes a very important tourism triangle. But I think if we're going to rebuild the road, at least with the current supervisors we have, we're looking at paved shoulders.
Yeah.
I
mean, there's a lot of benefits in addition to bicycling. You know, I mean, it's nice to just be able to pull over and not go down a 40-foot ditch.
Right.
And it really does protect the life of the road, you know, when you've got a couple extra feet of pavement there, it just lasts a lot longer. So we've been doing that whenever we can.
Speaking of it, from my angle of business, you're owning heavy equipment on trucks. That road is, to me, I avoid it because I can't, you know, you can run that road at 25 to 35 mile an hour with a semi and a load, with a, maybe a bulldozer on that's running 12 feet wide. And you just come over a hill and there's four bicycles and 10 cars coming, or vice versa. What do you do? And so it's best just left alone. I don't know what the costs are or how it works out, but how does the trail on Lower West Branch Road figure in? Much more expensive than just widening and putting extra shoulders on? The shoulders on Hoover Highway are needed no matter what.
Well, that's just it. That's what I'm saying. We'll probably do that no matter what, but then I think we'd like to do something in addition.
Before Hoover Highway was paved, we all went to Iowa City by going down Lower West Branch Road. That's all there was. It was an oil road. That's all we had. It's a great path. I mean, I think it's very viable for a trail. When I first heard that idea 7 or 8 years ago, I thought, wow, that's going to be good. You know, it gets them off Hoover Highway and gets them down a little bit more scenic.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're looking at corn, four houses in Sharples, and you're there. You know? So, I thought maybe it made more sense to go on the
Well, I think while Senator Bolcom isn't here, that's actually Joe's preference. Mm. He bikes out here that way now.
Yeah.
But I ride a road bike, and I'm not riding on the rock in Johnson County on the road to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Where Joe is, he rides a bigger tire bike, and riding on the rock road is fun to him. But I think if I would bias Joe's opinion, he likes that route because it's cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nicer ride.
Yeah.
The least favored by my book is running down the interstate up on the hill.
Yeah,
I'm like, there's nothing fun about that at all. It may get me out here.
Lower West Branch Road, I believe we do have 66 feet of right of way the whole way, do we not?
I'm pretty sure you do.
Close enough. Yeah, those numbers now.
I'm not sure.
So, I mean, theoretically, there's room there without having to buy a bunch of land to put it in.
Plus, you've already got, on the other end of that, you've got a pretty wide pavement heading on into town once it takes over from city right over there.
Over by the church.
But, you know, it's all food for thought.
And Iowa City put in multi-purpose sidewalks there on what is still county jurisdiction, but they went ahead and did it. Asked permission, but paid for it. So from my perspective, I don't think anything's settled, but I do think if we have that, and that's why Brad Friedhoff is sitting back there, and Brad maybe can tell us his new role for the county, but I think if we have this vision, we need to start putting together a plan and start working on the funding.
Yep.
Because it's not going to be a cheap trail to build, and so
probably some funding out there for that project because of the destination project.
Well, yeah, and it is a spur of what is the American Discovery Trail, so it actually has some, would score better in some of the... Pull its own weight because of that.
Yep.
And the same is, I mean, I think the Hoover Nature Trail needs to be completed, and maybe Brad can tell us what's going on about that the other direction, but Brad freed off.
Be careful when you get Brad going, though. You might want to go on and move to...
So we're very fortunate today. John attended a meeting with us in Linn County. And the purpose of that meeting was to talk about a trail that covers the American Discovery Trail, going all the way from Blackhawk County all the way down to the Wise County Mississippi River. Okay? So when we look at you guys in this location, we're looking at completing the Ely to Solon section, and then the next section we'll begin working on is the Solon to West Branch. Okay, that's a high priority. We also see the value of the West Branch to Iowa City. And just like Janelle said, that's a loop. People want loops, mm-hmm. people want destinations, they want rideaways, stop, get some ice cream, get some coffee, whatever they want to do. So we really see a value in both of those. The nice thing with West Branch is you got one thing that the rest of Iowa doesn't have very many of, a national park. Mm-hmm. So when we can tie a large metropolitan area like Iowa City.
There's a pony, pink pony.
Yeah,
ice
pink
cream
pony down there. Great ice cream.
But yeah, there's also a national park.
Yeah, national park.
There's that too.
So there is some funding sources out there. Maybe Pink Pony has some money too. I haven't talked to that. But I know National Parks has some funding to get people from larger communities to national parks. And so we have that. You know, that's a real opportunity. And the American Discovery Trail will speak for itself. You know, it's part of the national trail. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of when Chuck Offenberger took Iowa, people from Iowa, from California, all the way up to the East Coast. Well, that's what we want to do with the American Discovery Trail. Get people somewhere to travel to.
Will you tell them what your new role is with the county?
Yeah, so I've been with the county for 12 years. My new role, even though I've kind of been doing some of this for the last 12 years, now I'm officially, I'm going to be really doing a lot of work with trails. And creating connection between communities, between natural resource areas. And so part of my role will be working with communities throughout Johnson County, including West Branch, to talk about how do we make these trails very similar. So there's some continuity from community to community. So if somebody jumps on a bike and they start riding, they're not going to see different signs when they hit West Branch than they saw when they came through Tiffin or Solon or wherever.
What about surfaces?
And we'll be looking at that too. We like hard surfaces. Mm-hmm. There are some instances. For example, we're working on the Ely to Solon stretch right now. Currently, the Lake McBride Trail has a soft surface on that. There's a lot of people that like that, especially if you have joint problems, you like to go out and run, all that hard surface and something like. So there are ways that we can do that. It can be a dual track trail where you can maintain a soft surface as well as a hard surface. And so those options are out there. Right now, we really like the hard surface because the maintenance is a lot lower. Soft surface trails take a little bit more maintenance because you're out there grading, adding stone to it, all kinds of things. But we're open discussions. That's one thing I'll say that has changed recently in the conservation department. We're much more open to looking at all kinds of ideas. We want the local entities to really help guide us. Where do you think the most emphasis should be put? But we're open to trying anything. Right now, I don't have our county map up here, but if you go from the Johnson County, Johnson Cedar County Road to Oasis, sadly Cedar County is managing that section of the trail.
Right.
We're going to change that pretty quickly, I think. So come January, March, we may be talking to Mike Dauber and the Cedar County Conservation Board and say, hey, we want to take over managing that section, work with you, and then look at what we can do to continue that route northward.
And Brad, while it probably doesn't matter to West Branch so much, you're also doing water trails.
Yeah, water trails.
And you'll move into potentially equestrian, snowmobile, and single track.
Yeah, and that's all going to, hopefully that's one of the things that I'm going to be looking at doing is working with communities, with different organizations, and figure out how do we provide all these different trail amenities, multi-purpose trails for everybody in the community. So that's one of their undertakings. I'm sure you guys will be seeing me more of me.
Where West Branch, where it's going to be helpful is as we continue to work closely with the Iowa legislature and with the leadership of Senator Dvorsky, Senator McCoy, Senator Volcom, and many others who have been a part of, quite frankly, I don't want to be too political about this, but the democratically controlled Senate has put its money where its mouth is and continues to get cut. So there's funding, and a lot of it has to do with what happens in this next election. But where West Branch can really help step up is joining us in these efforts and sending a team, sending a liaison, writing letters of support. When we go to the Iowa legislature and have to be in front of a panel, join us. And that's the kind of thing that I think that we need from you folks as we bring in the mayors and the city council people and those who are real supportive of this effort for the American Discovery Trail. But imagine the impact that has if we're able to show that kind of support up and down all of eastern Iowa and say, you know what, it has worked in central Iowa for some extent, but we have an opportunity to make eastern Iowa a absolute destination point here, and it's high time that the you know, the legislature helps us with that. Brad is able to leverage some Johnson County money, quite frankly, because the citizens voted for a conservation bond initiative, and so there's funding to be matched with that. And then with the leadership of Congressman Lobsack and having Dave Lesh here today, bringing in the national folks at that level, I mean, we're building a separated trail, as Janelle pointed out, from North Liberty up to almost halfway to Solon, because the Obama administration gave us funding to do so. That's not local money. That's federal money paying for that. Separated trail in 2 years. So there's funding out there. Got to go get it, and you got to make it, you know, it has to be kind of this conglomerated effort, and so I hope that you folks are kind of thinking about that in the back of your minds, assigning people to be these experts, joining in these relationships, because for the people of West Branch, I guarantee you look at how Root River or anything else around the United States, you look at some of those communities, watch the economic development come into play. Once you have a destination,
can need somebody rent bikes?
Can we get parlay Terrence's comments? Can we ask Bob, Senator Dvorsky, to explain what happened with? I mean, there was money coming into the American Discovery Trail, and Terrence's point is it got kind of bogged down, and that's why having Cedar County and West Branch and us working together, because we created a coalition of Johnson, Lynn, Blackhawk, working together to get the first phase of the trail money that we need to connect you. And that gets to be politically a fairly powerful group. And so they lined up some money, and then all heck broke loose.
Well, and maybe Brad or Terrence knows exactly, because once session's over, it's sort of like you take a final exam somewhere. As soon as you're done, then you forget everything. So I think we had like, we went in asking for like $10 million, I think, and we worked with Senator McCoy because Central Iowa's done really well. We sort of pointed out that, okay, Matt, you're doing well. How about Eastern Iowa? So we worked with him on trying to get the number up in Iowa Senate. I think we were at 8 or 10.
Yeah, more than
that. Yeah. And then they had to deal with Iowa House, and it dropped down to
six.
Yeah. But that we were at three before,
right?
So we doubled, yes, we but still up only six. Up to six. And there was an earmark for Eastern Iowa there.
There was not.
There wasn't one time.
There wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
At one time it was supposed to be for Eastern Iowa, so that was the Blackhawk, Lynn, and Johnson thing. But I think that's gone, maybe. So
yeah,
but
now,
there's still $6 million, which is double the $3 million that we had. So there's a lot. Terrence, you're right about the key, I think, is to get as many people as supportive as possible. I did note at the one meeting we did have here that Pete Swisher was here from the park, and Chris was here from Scattergood. So I think the more type of groups like that also involved would be helpful, too. And maybe some businesses. I don't know, Brad, are you here for this or what? You sold me a car years ago. You remember that? It's a neon. That's how long ago that was.
What have you done for me lately is what he should say to you.
Anyway, but, I mean, that type of thing would be helpful if you got, you know, citizens and everyone else too. So
one thing to keep in mind, I think in the last 15 years at least, I'd say maybe 20, I think I've been approached by Cedar County to take that section of trail over three times. So they actually don't want a whole lot to do with it. Maybe that's changed. I don't know that for sure, but
I got that taken care of.
We're ready to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, anything you can do, I know Senator Bolton and I would be glad to help you, and so we'll, the representatives.
We've actually got some work taking place on the trail here by a volunteer group here. When is that taking place, Matt?
September 7th, our local Bethany Lutherans does their Helping Hand Day, and they're going to do some maintenance on the trail.
That's very nice.
And just opened up our dog park at a grand opening that's adjacent to the trail we did in partnership with Cedar County. So we've got a couple projects. And
then we also was approached by a man that's wanting to do his stewardship for forestry. He's wanting to put some oak stands along the trail there. So.
Okay. Here in town, you know, we've kind of based our whole, we have a regular trail plan that we're working toward with all of our new developments and the old ones. We've been trying to acquire some right of way. We're spending quite a bit of city money and time and effort with our engineer and ourselves enhancing the trail that we do have. So it isn't that we're not interested in it at all. We are interested in it. We know what it would benefit us. We need to get some work from where we're at. We appreciate it, Bob.
Good, thank you. I did note that I'm one of the few people who spoke whose name isn't Brad. So.
But it starts with a B.
But getting back to trails, I don't know how many feet of trails we proposed. It was, I don't know, it was over miles of trails that we proposed just in our own city that will hook to the trail that we have existing. We've got some stuff coming down. Colton's been spearheading a reef project from our mobile home court to hook up to our trail. And hopefully this week it's going to be decided whether we get good news or not. It's looking good, so we'll have a little better report on that in our regular meeting. But we are doing our part, and we're willing to do exactly what you said. We can put together a group pretty easily, I think. It wouldn't take very long at all. I look at Mary Beth over there, and she's got that stern look on her face like she's ready to jump all over that. We've got a pretty good diverse council.
I think the issue, Brad, is who writes the trails for us? I mean, you have to have a design pre-schematic and a plan in order for us to start applying for grants.
Right.
So a group has to get together, and whether the MPO is involved in helping, the bicycle coordinator, and conservation's leading this, but we have to have a plan. We have to come to a decision about an alignment, and then we just have to apply to everything we can get our hands on applying to. And then strong-arm the legislators for earmarks.
Exactly. And we're going to keep doing that. So when you look at Eastern Iowa and the American Discovery Trail, contains four of the largest counties in Eastern Iowa: Scott, Blackhawk, Lynn, and Johnson. Let's see, we also have a political lobbyist too, right? So we're gonna be back to the table again, you know, with that same proposal that we took the last time. We're gonna say, hey, we need some funding for these trails. This is the destination. Eastern Iowa needs some funding to make this stuff happen.
Brad's alluding to is Johnson County is in partnership with Scott, Lynn, and Blackhawk in what we call the Urban County Coalition. So the four counties together hired two lobbyists who represent us in Des Moines.
And then we're bringing in the six other counties. So the American Discovery Trail, Scott County, Muscatine County, Cedar County, Johnson, Lynn, Blackhawk, Benton, Buchanan, and I think it was all 10 of them. So, you know, we really have some pull there. We bring in a wide array of communities. And that's one thing we're selling to people is this is everybody. Not only are we bringing people from the urban environments into communities, we're taking them out into rural Iowa and showing them, hey, what's Iowa all about? Well, those corn, soybeans, what a farm.
We've got a lot of good help from the National Park Service when we did our trail plan, and we've got a developed trail plan that, I mean, you can have access to that at any point in time. You may have it already, but you can see and show our intent.
Yeah,
I mean, we're behind it all. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And the National Park Service, I think they'd be great. We just have to get to that point where we say, hey, we need to get on board with you guys. What things do we need to do to acquire funding, to get some planning done? Because they have people out of Omaha that do trails planning all the time.
Yep.
So
I'm not making a proposal, but let's say I was. That we do paved shoulders on Herbert Hoover Highway, and we do a separated trail on Lower West Branch Road. Because then you've actually created a circle.
Yep.
Just for people like me. Now, I don't consider myself an animal, but I ride a lot. Mm-hmm. You don't want to take your kids on paved shoulders, per se, but most people who are strong enough to ride this far out don't mind being on paved shoulders. You've then created a loop. We're going to pave the shoulders likely anyway. I mean, we'd have to all get thrown out of office for that not to happen. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so we're going to get paved shoulders no matter what. But if you wanted to make something more scenic, the way to do it is come along the real county road. How then would your trails plan fit into that? Because it's the, you know, the south side of the interstate.
Well, it would have to cross the interstate at that intersection that I was talking about, probably. The next one west of here.
Because our chances of getting that ever funded are, like, slim. Because,
yeah, we
Brad, how much do they think that intersection is going to cost that Forever Green Road?
Mega.
Well, keep in mind that we did get one on our overpass. We do have, what did we get, 10 feet, 12 feet added to our overpass, Dave? 10 feet.
No, but you mean an entire new intersection.
On our main overpass, we got
extra
10 feet.
So is that how you would bring them from?
Well, we haven't talked about that.
Okay.
That's what this meeting's about.
All right.
Would you be willing to go ahead and keep on the south side of the interstate and cross our overpass up here?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. Except we're not getting, quote, people to the school that easily. But
no,
that's not. It's a different purpose.
Yep.
What you're trying to get them to is downtown.
Exactly. That's our
so example. Crossing over out here by McDonald's, I don't think is an issue.
No. But if you did a traffic study and saw how much traffic actually causes the overpass over the interstate,
yeah,
I don't think you'd have a trouble getting bicycles across it.
No.
Because the 11 people that use it every day probably wouldn't have pretty much a problem. Unless we put an off-ramp on it. then maybe we could get a lane on it that way, but that may be down the road a ways. But
sure.
I just wanted you to know that we did get the extra 10 feet on our overpass coming in, went on the new bridge.
Project. Yeah, and I mean, people don't mind riding across that. The traffic's moving slow.
Well, and we have a proposal from the National Park Service for what year to come down the hill with the sidewalk? Remember?
We haven't talked to Superintendent Swisher. I'm not sure, exactly sure.
I think the last I heard was fiscal year 18 for them. And that was just really to get us up there. And then our new project that we have designed with McDonald's and Casey's, it actually, that trail would cross the road at the Casey's intersection, but it wouldn't have to. It could go on south. And then we have envisioned a project that will widen Baker Avenue south of the interstate going to our industrial park. We don't have much choice there. We don't have the proper turn lanes that we're going to need in the future now that all torfers are in there at Caterpillar. I mean, it's adequate for now, but as things grow, it's probably not going to work out. So we're going to have to get that widened. So at that point in time, we could get from that first gravel road pretty easy. I can't remember what the number that is. The number would be, what, 280th, 270th, I think. No, 300. 300 Street. It'd be 300 Street. I don't know what it's called going to the west of Johnson County. That's only a short jog from Lower West Branch Road south over to 300 Street. I think it's probably a 400-yard jaunt across there, maybe five, past the gas cavern.
Well, I think Brad would be our main point of contact.
And can you show me on the map, where does the Hoover Trail come in? How do you guys connect with that?
Right, you see that light blue line down there at the very...
Yeah, okay, right there.
Goes okay. You can kind of see it right there.
I didn't realize you put a dog park
trail
there. Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
Last week.
Oh, okay, so I'm not that far
behind. Last Thursday we opened it up.
So yeah, we're open to everything, and we will be
conversations.
I don't think you're going to do any opposition to this time, to be honest with you. I think everybody's pretty well on board with trails and all of our routes that we went through that process. Took us absolutely almost a year to get that plan into concrete.
And you're going pretty quick. Plans don't go fast. So
no, and we got a lot of good help. And most of that does depend on the funding. A lot of it, especially most of the in the pink at the very top, or lavender, whatever you call that.
Right.
That, you know, will come to fruition with our new recreation project out northwest here a little bit. And that's going to be pretty important to hook that up to this trail system somehow, because that will get the people from our mobile home park into the rec center area.
Right. Now, is there, there's a natural trail that goes through the National Park Service as well and goes back out towards the high school as well, correct? Some trail systems are correct.
Not from the Park Service. It's not hooked up yet.
Oh, it's not hooked up.
It could be. From the loop itself up to our trail, could stay on the south side of the creek and get there pretty easy.
Right.
I don't know how you put paving in a national park without going through an act of Congress, but
well,
you could probably, I mean, they'd be, I'm sure that they would be more willing, but they do have a project scheduled there for a water retention area. So there's going to be a lot of work take place there.
Well, to do all
piggyback.
This, you know, we need their support and their buy-in too, so
yeah.
We'll work on getting that. So.
They're all about getting more people there, of course, you know that.
You bet.
It's a good administration that we've been working with in the past few years.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. Anything else from us?
How much does Cedar County actually have to get involved on that route that you're proposing?
They're like you said, they're from the control clear to Oasis, but just to the county line, which is a diagonal mile. It is a mile. It's a mile. That old crosses up there. It's a mile from Oasis to the county line, and it's a little longer than a mile because it's actually on an angle across that next mile section. It actually goes through two and part of another section. It's on that much of an angle.
Okay.
That's the only place we had a derailment in the history of West Branch, was on that section. We need to be like in the 50s. I think we can get that. We'll work with you in any way we can. You can get a hold of us and tell us what you need from us. We'll be right on it. Matt, do you have anything else to add to that? I didn't introduce Matt. This is Matt Muckler, our city administrator. And Matt's been with us now, 4 years? You're on your fourth year?
That's right. Yep.
Things have been moving along quite rapidly since Matt came here. We've been able to do a lot of things.
One thing I'd mention, I was going to say at our regular meeting, I did mention it to Councilperson Miller, who's been instrumental in this project. The REAP selection were just announced this afternoon, and we appear to be in line to receive a $75,000 grant this year for the West Branch Village Trail, which will connect West Branch Mobile Home Community to the Hoover Trail. So we're bringing in, which is about 15% of our population, now have access to our trail right by our dog park, so that's great news for West Branch. And
Is it on that proposed plan that you had up?
Don't believe it was.
It's an added. It's an addition
it's
to that. We applied last year and missed by one.
Yeah.
Right. It looks like this year we may be successful. No Thursday for sure.
Yep. 27 communities in the middle, medium cities applied, and our preliminary rank is 6. So that's.
Wow. Okay, one thing we kind of got off of was we were talking about Hoover Highway improvements, but you did allude to you're thinking about putting shoulders on Hoover Highway. That's what it needs the most. Is it? What about the?
This would have significant corrections to that road
take
system.
Take the grade down. No big snow drifts anymore.
This would be.
Soften curves.
A pretty big project. But again, the initial conversation really was from Sharkless to West Branch.
Sure.
So.
And I think the DOT has something on their schedule about fixing that bridge and approaches to the bridge of Sharkless, too.
Well, we fixed
we
the approaches.
Yeah, so you did
totally yeah we did that.
You did all of it?
No, we did the surface.
The approach.
Yeah.
We're still responsible for.
The areas that had the big holes we fixed.
I wasn't going to say that. That was being nice. But, yeah.
Don't get him started on the transfer of jurisdiction roads, because he'll be here for another hour.
Well, that never did work out. I didn't think that's for anyone, actually. But, go ahead.
I just was curious. I mean, I know we've been working on like our own CIP plans, and that obviously you look a lot of years out. Do you have any kind of estimate of when we can expect to start widening the roads? Or
so,
I see it's on here, but I haven't had time to read them.
So you click on the 5-year road plan.
I got that one.
Well, that tells us
in the MERP lap. map.
Well, it actually was
and it's,
on.
It was on and it got taken off.
I was going to say, I
and now it's on the future project
Colton's
list.
Colton's the only councilman that read it today.
I started to. I didn't get them
no,
all.
I did some research, and in 08 they did a plan, and it was actually in.
Right.
For like 12 and 13 and 14 or something.
There
like
it
that.
Is.
Now, the latest one is it's just a blurb on the back page.
Right, it's on the future project list. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what happened, and I'm a cyclist, so I've my bias is there. So when I ride roads and I'm getting my teeth chattered, I'm like, you're in the wrong. This road's not going to hold up as long as you think. But we had roads that were deteriorating faster, you know, and this thing had been resurfaced by the state. And so our engineers said that...
Well, they didn't leave us with a whole lot.
I know. But it, compared to some of our other roads... That's in good shape.
Yeah.
And so we moved it to the future project list. I'm not necessarily saying that I agreed with it.
Has the DOT said anything to you about this next paving plan to widen the interstate? Have you heard anything about that, any of the supervisors?
No.
I have a letter in my office from that starts January 2015.
Future project.
We're going to widen three lanes on the interstate from Johnson County line to Scott County. Can't remember how many years it is. I know it's...
There's another page.
But I hope that they don't do what they did to us the last time. But if they do it, let's get it drawn a little bit better next time.
Yeah.
So we get after shoulders too.
Right, right. So we did take that off primarily to focus on another road that's on the west side of Iowa City. And our engineer has advised us over the years that because there has been some significant accident rates around that area, and because of the deficiency of the geography of it, it is even potentially eligible for safety funding, and that would bump up our priority list, I'm sure, fairly significantly if we're able to receive a priority because of that. But I think that. It's even though it's not on the 5-year road plan, I think it's clearly on the radar screen much better, and we're aware of that.
Thank you.
A $10 million bridge really stung us, actually, is what happened.
That's what happened.
We had a $10 million bill to fix a bridge between North Liberty and Solon. Fortunately, we're putting a separated trail on it, so.
Got that funded, huh?
Yes. Well, we just paid for it ourselves.
Did you?
Yep.
How'd that project come along?
It's about
still in
halfway
process.
Done.
Halfway
done? It's 12 weeks behind because of two floods and a bad winter.
It's definitely where water will affect it.
Yeah.
But that bridge reshuffled everything.
Yeah.
And that's why you went to future project list.
That kind of thing happens. What Tim was alluding to is that we were in the process right now of having, in 1996 when I was elected to council the first time, one of the things that was on the past agendas when I got on the council was the West Branch CIP program. And now here it is 2014 and we're just maybe two steps away from finally having one. And it has opened the eyes of many people, citizens included, that what it does take to maintain things and to maybe build things that we want that we don't necessarily have. And it tends to stretch things out. And I think we're at the point right now where we got to do one more stretch before we can get it down on a solid paper. So we are working that way. And it shows us that, you know, you have a real good plan there when it comes to your secondary roads. It was nice to see that plan come through today. Anybody else have any questions for Pete? I wanted you to know that your names were mentioned 3 or 4 times while you were here, but we didn't say anything bad. Since you're here, can we start now?
You can. Yeah,
okay. I did.
We volunteered you for 2 committees.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of talk tonight about trails, and you do figure into that a little bit. If they would do with one of their proposals to put their bike trail along Lower West Branch Road on that side of the interstate, they may want to come up and come past McDonald's and come across our bridge. And that would impact you coming down the hill. But I didn't remember, were you proposing an 8-footer, that walkway? I can't remember. That's an 18 project?
I don't know if it's been specified yet. I don't know why it was moving. So
is that something we could talk about?
It's
Yeah, it's still, there's still the plan there. It just hasn't been
kept forward. I know we got other things we're worried about before that, don't we?
Couple.
I'm sure Pete will be there to help us. Pete's been pretty committed to the city of West Branch and how we progress in the future. And Pete's planning on being around a while, so I'm sure we can count on Pete for all the help we can get for him. I'm speaking for him right now.
So, on the other topic, other projects and stuff of interest, I'm curious what's happening on the developments on the west side. I mean, what's in the pipeline?
What we have right now is a proposal from KLM for the Meadows subdivision that we just got the first section done.
Okay.
But the traffic study is what's holding the second phase of that up. They were waiting on the traffic study. They actually wanted to start maybe some construction this year, but I think the traffic study's got it back far enough now before we get the final copy that we may not get anything out of them yet this year, probably next year.
And that, the first phase, I mean, which side of the county line is it on then?
It's all on this side.
It's all on this
side? It's all on the Cedar County side.
Okay.
Yes. And their proposed additions are all away from Cedar Johnson at this point.
Okay.
The next phase after this one, if they've told me right, and we can talk to them, two of them of the three are here tonight, but I think we're looking to clear into phase three and four before we get close to that, correct, guys? So we're on phase two right now. We will be starting, hopefully, phase two soon.
Okay. So a couple phases away before you're in Johnson County?
We were looking at least 3 years, I'd say, at least maybe three or four. But we saddled them, the city saddled them with this traffic study because we wanted to know where we're going to dump out onto West Main, onto what you call Hoover Highway. We wanted to know what we needed there to line up driveways and stuff. And we saddled them to wait for this study. And we're getting real close to having that done so we can get together with them and decide what we're going to do. Any other questions on that? That's the only proposed subdivision we have on the west side of town right now is KLM, and it's 80 acres, right? And it was proposed at 149 lots. It may change a little less than that. We've got 19 lots completed. I think they're talking another, how much are you talking the next phase, guys? 19 again? 20. Okay. And we were also adding a water retention on the north side of West Main. That would be a wet bottom retention, we're hoping. And maybe we could get that bike trail somewhere on that, or maybe clear away from it. Now that we get the information one way or the other, it'll either on the dam or clear away from it. And then we'll need to be talking to them about right away. The biggest thing was to get study done so we knew what we needed for right away for turn lanes and things like that.
What other projects you have you want us to know about? I just heard about the dog park, so can you buy a day pass there? Or?
Yes, you certainly can. We just got the rates set, opened it this week. I don't remember what the rates are. It was, we had a really nice grand opening. We had a lot of people in attendance, which I thought was good. We had, I think, 15 or 18 volunteers that we actually recognized that was that much private interest. They raised a lot of money. But the dog park is open, and this weekend they sat out there, the committee members sat out there and take money for licenses and licensed people. And I was by several times. It looked like it was somebody there most of the time. And tonight on the way into town, there was two vehicles there with two dogs there. So it's working. It's working.
You may be one of the smallest cities with the dog park. I mean,
hey, we're one of the smallest cities with a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that's really cool.
It is. We had a citizen. His name is Richard Slaw, that called down and thought maybe it'd be a good idea to have a dog park. And the right people, Matt kind of said, brought it up, and the next thing you know, the right people picked it up. Would it take 2 years? 2 years from the time it was just brought up and talking over the phone, 2 years later, it's real. We got lucky that the Hillshire Farms people, Hillshire Foods, had an old hog buying station there that they were wanting to get rid of. They actually gave us the property.
Oh, very cool.
All we had to do was clean it up, which was very simple.
You'll find that dog parks have very little to do about the dogs and a lot to do about the community, because all the decisions of the community are walking around talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's about people talking to each other, and the dogs are coincidental.
Yep. No, it's actually going over real well.
That's cool. What else you got going on that we should know about?
Matt?
New park space in Peterson Valley and some other park improvements, so our residents will be voting in November on a local option sales tax and also a up-down referendum. and that would be a $4 million project to improve our parks, four of our parks.
Tomorrow all day we have a charrette all laid out. It starts at 8 in the morning until 8 in the evening to design, have the public help us design our park and recreation building.
And that's going up north?
Yep, okay. Right at the end of Scott Drive, which ends up dumping onto West Main. But yes, that's, we have, how many total parks do we have? Four?
We hope to have six online when we have the Meadows Park added.
Yeah, so we got four that are existing and really three that are existing. We're actually spending quite a bit of money in also. Wouldn't this $4 million, they figure in, we're improving the parks we already have. Mm-hmm. We're not throwing all of our money at the new park. We are improving the ones that we already have. And one of them is, you know, Bronick Park, actually two of them, Wapsie Park and Bronick Park are right adjacent to the trail. Wapsie Park, we've kind of preliminary or we've decided that's going to be our trailhead for parking and lots of things. But we maybe should have Brad take a look at that and talk about that too, because that is our proposed plan. It's a nice park. It was an old mobile home park that just needed to have a new look, and it's got an all new look. It's nice and green. So, anything else anybody wants to add? I hate to say it, but we're just running over our limit for time. I want to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you.
It's a good meeting. We need to do this at least annually. I'm looking forward to talking with Brad. I know Senator Dvorsky will be all over me the next time he gets a chance. I can tell by the look on his face. But Dave, thank you.
Really appreciate your having us.
Thank you.
Well, like I say, we needed to do this. We're under kind of new management. I guess the whole city of West Branch has a new young council and a new mayor, and we're as proactive as you'll see around.
I brought cards. I don't know if anyone else did, but all of our contact stuff's on our website.
Yeah, probably use that card.
Yeah, if you want to yell at someone. But the phone number is the same, and the pattern for our emails are the same, you know.
Okay. There you go.
That's right.
All right. Well, I would ask for a motion to adjourn. So I move by Golden, seconded by Tim. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All nay? I don't hear nay. We're good.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
More about each other.
I don't know how to spread stuff.
Thank you very much.